Aman Ganatam Randasya Karanjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. They go, Sakhi. Sakhi, look. As Jugala Kishore swing, they look like a blue sapphire set in gold, relishing the beauty of their faces. Alita and Vishaka happily push the swing. As playful Radhika's Sakhis surround the flower-decorated swing, thick rain clouds rumble overhead. The Sakhis drown in ecstasy as they swing the divine couple. While clapping, some Sakhis tell lovely-faced Radha, "Hold your pranavalava tightly." As they swing faster and faster, their hair loosens, and beads of perspiration glide from their moon-like faces in drops of nectar. The Sakhis wave chamaras to relieve their fatigue. While watching from the tree branches, the cuckoos and bees call out, "Jai Jai Radha Krishna, Jai Radha Krishna." Jagannath Das says, "When will I behold Jugal Kishore's Julan Leela in the groves of Vrindavan?" So, Julan Leela is a Naimittik Leela and a Nitya Leela. Naimittik means it's occasional. It happens every year at this time in the spiritual world and here in Boma Vrindavan. And it goes on for 13 days. Begins on Shravan Shukla Tritya, which we also know as Harial Tej, when Bhanki Bihari has a one day of his Julan. So it begins on that day and it ends tomorrow for 13 days. This is Naimittik Leela. And during this time, Srimati Radharani, she leaves her house in Yavat and she goes to Barsana. And she spends those 2 weeks in Barsana, 13 days. So she can very freely enjoy Julan Ras with Krishna. And she's in a very joyful and playful mood without feeling the restrictions and the obstacles and problems that she feels when she's at her mother-in-law's house, Abhimanyu. So of course, Varsha season or the monsoon season is very beautiful in Vrindavan. And the clouds are moving overhead and they're rumbling slightly. And when Radha and Krishna, when they come together to go out to the forest for Julan, they're wandering the forest and the peacocks see them. And when the peacocks see Radha and Krishna, they think they're seeing a cloud with lightning because of the blue body of Krishna. So the peacocks become very happy and they fan their tails. They open their tails and they start dancing very happily. And as they're walking, they come to this one forest, a very thick forest of kadamba trees. Because during this time, kadamba trees are blossoming, at least in the monsoon season. They're blossoming. In Mayapur, when the monsoon started, the trees in Prabhupada's garden were starting to blossom and they're offering garlands to Madhav. So the Arjuna trees and the kadamba trees are blossoming. Then there's Ketaki flowers, and so many nice flowers are described. Very beautiful, fragrant flowers. And what the Sakhis do at this time, they pick these kadamba flowers and make very long garlands. And then Krishna wears these garlands, they go all the way to his ankles. And he loves to walk with a garland going all the way to his ankles, like the Vaijanti garland. Full kadamba flowers, and he's walking through the forest. And then it's described the kokils, or the cuckoos, ordinarily they sing in the springtime, Vasant, during Vasant Ritu. The kokils, they're always singing very sweetly, their sweet, deep song, ooh, 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 like that. So when they see Radharani coming with Krishna, they start singing, because they hear the sweet voice of Radharani, and they want to try to imitate that voice. They become inspired. So the cuckoos are singing very sweetly, the peacocks are dancing, and when the Sakhis are moving through the forest, they're thinking, there's such nice flowers here, let's pick some flowers to make flower bracelets, flower necklaces, flower crowns. So they take some banyan leaves. Banyan leaves are stiff. So they take the banyan leaves and they shape a mukut from the banyan leaves. And then they take these ketaki flower. A ketaki flower is like, it grows in a cluster. Many little white flowers, very fragrant. So they take off each flower from the cluster and then they sew them onto the form. They mold a crown out of banyan leaves and then they sew these flowers into the crown. And then of course they offer them to Radhika Sham. Nice mukut, pushpa mukut. Then they make nice mala, and they take the ketaki flowers and they weave them in Radharani's hair in her braid. So as they're wandering, they see a very beautiful forest of kadamba trees. And underneath of each tree, of all these trees, there's different platforms, ratnavedi. There's different shaped platforms. There's some round platforms, square, eight-sided, ashtakon. octagon or six-sided platforms, and they're very beautiful. Now, when Krishna looks at this one place, he sees a beautiful swing suspended from the branches of the Kadamba trees. So this golden platform is there, a Vedi. And on either side of the platform, there are two trees, two big Kadamba trees that go up, and their branches go over like this. And where they lean over, they form a nice arch. And from this arch of the Kadamba trees, they tie the swing, the hindola. It's called Padma Hindola, because it hangs from these beautiful red silk ropes, and the ropes are wrapped with pearl, like strings of pearls. And then when they find, that's always there. And then when they find, when the sakis find nice flowers like Ketaki, they wrap the Ketaki flowers around the side. You see the paintings are described, showing this in a visual. So then the seed itself, the swing is very attractive. When Krishna sees a swing, although there are many swings, he becomes attracted to the Padma Hindola because it's shaped like a lotus flower, has eight petals. And then it has some flags going off of it. It's decorated with some flags, and it's a beautiful cushion, and it's upholstered. It's upholstered with fine silk. Now, knowing that Radharani and Krishna are coming there, Vrindadevi sends all their Vandevis, her sakis and mantris, and they go and collect all kinds of flowers and take the stems off the flowers. And they pile heaps of flowers on top of that seat, so it makes a nice pushpa asan, full of lotus petals and gulam petals and all these nice petals on top of the seat. Now the swing is very special because it has a nice backrest. There's a backrest to lean back on, and there's also foot rest, so you can hang your feet down. Very comfortable swing. So when Krishna sees this swing, he thinks, oh, this is so beautiful. So he wants to go and have Julan Yatra with Radharani. But Radharani pretends not to be interested. She says, I don't want to go. You go. There's so many sakis are here, Lalita Vishaka, so many. She says, no. So Krishna's coaxing Radharani. He says, please, come on the Julan. So then Vrindadevi and Kundalata, they come from behind. They get behind Radharani. And then Radharani doesn't see them. They sneak behind Radharani. Then the three of them lift Radharani and put her on the swing. So now Vrindadevi says, oh, here's a wonderful opportunity to serve them before they begin swinging. So she orders the Vandevis, and they bring so many big tallies of fresh fruit, forest fruits, berries and grapes, mangoes, papayas, all nice fruits. So they offer these to Radhikasham, and they take some nice fruit prasadam, and then all the sakis take. Then the swinging begins. So, as we heard in this bhajan, Lalita sakis in the front and Vishaka sakis in the back. The sakis, before they begin swinging, they prepare themselves by taking their arana. The arana is their veil. They take their arana off and they tuck it in their waist belt. Kinkinimala. They tuck it in their waist belt so that they don't get disturbed, so they can serve nicely Radha and Krishna. So Lita's pushing from behind, Vishaka's pushing in the front. And on either side of the Julan, see, this description is when we take darshan of Julan Yatra, we're supposed to see these things and meditate on these things. And then at this time, this is all inspiration, so that when we chant japa, we say, oh, what a nice festival we're having, Julan Yatra. Then we remember these pastimes and increases our absorption. So on either side of the Julan, there are two sakis. They're standing there with tambul in their hands. They have tambul or pan. And as Radha and Krishna swing by on the Julan, they reach out and they catch a tambul, put it in their mouth, and they feel very happy. So they're swinging like this, and the sakis, the other mandris and sakis that are surrounding the swing, they're clapping their hands. They're clapping their hands, they're dancing, and they're singing Julan bhajans. We have five bhajans here, we sang one. So they're singing Julan bhajans. Of course, they're not singing Bengali, they're singing Brajbas. But our acharyas have given us so many nice Bengali bhajans for this festival. So they're singing, and they're pushing, and it's a very wonderful affair. So then Krishna, he gives a signal, Krishna Kripa Kataksha. We have Radha Kripa Kataksha, Krishna Kripa Kataksha. With a sidelong glance of his eye, he indicates to Lita Vishaka, push faster. So then Krishna's pushing off with his feet. He takes his feet off the footrest and he starts pushing. And they're going faster and faster. And naturally, as you would expect, Srimati Radharani becomes frightened. And so she says, she's saying, Sham, slow down. It's a very nice play because the sakis, this particular time, all the sakis are on Krishna's side because they know that Radharani will actually ultimately be served, because the sakis, they want to please Radharani. They're on her side. But they, by this pastime, they know that ultimately she'll get great pleasure. So it appears like the Sakis are working against her. So they're swinging, and Radharani's saying, Shyam, please slow down. And then the Sakis are on the ground, and they're saying, Shama, please hold on. You know, Shama is Radharani. So she's saying, Shyam, Krishna, slow down, stop, slow the swing down. And then the Sakis are saying, Shama, hold on. So they're going, it's, and in their own language, in Braj Basit, they both rhyme. They're like parrots. Radharani's saying one thing, Shyam, slow down. And then the echo comes, Shama, hold on. So it's a very, very sweet exchange. And then, so then the Sakis say, Oh, Rai, you better hold on to your pranabalava tightly. You're going to fall up. So they're going faster and faster, and so fast and so high they're going on a swing that the back, Radharani's back is being brushed by the kadamba flowers. And finally, she just lets go out of fear. When she feels that on her back, this, you know how it is sometimes, you're very concentrated in something. If someone touches you, or you would jump. You kind of jump. You're absorbed in something, and some friend comes up and catches you in a sensitive moment, and you respond like... So when the branches brushed against Radharani's back from the kadamba tree, because the swing was so high, it was very, very high. Like when we swing, it's little tiny, like this, very on reverence, you know, one, you know, very slow, and nice. But when Radha Krishna swing, it's so high, practically go all the way around. So when Radharani felt, she, oh, and she let go of the ropes, and she fell on top of Krishna. And all that, that's what it's, this song, we said, Brahmara Kokila Bole, Jaya Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. So the Brahmar and the Kokio, in the tree branches of the Kadamba tree are the bees, the Brahmar, and the cuckoo. And when they see this, they start saying, Jaya Radha Krishna, Jaya Radha Krishna, Jaya Radha Krishna, when they see that they're embraced in Yugal Kishore. So of course the Sakis, they slow down the swing, and then bring it to a stop. So then they start swinging again. Now a very wonderful thing happens the second time, the second Julan. And we can think like this when we're pushing the... We can look at Radha Shyam and say, did such a thing happen? Do you really have this kind of experience? So this is how it's described. That Krishna, his chest is very beautiful and very broad, and it's very glossy. Glossy means reflective, like a mirror. And Radharani's Anga Kanti means her limbs, her arms, her body is very Kanti, very effulgent, very brilliant. Tapta Kanchana. So when they're swinging, they're very excited. Because it's this exciting thing. The clouds are rumbling overhead. And in fact, as far as that goes, just to depart for a second, to keep a little suspense, when the clouds gather overhead in such a nice fashion that Radharani and Krishna, they look up, and Krishna says, oh look, the clouds look, they're gathered over our heads to shield us from the sun. They appear like a blue sapphire umbrella with a ring, with a golden trim. Because in the monsoon season, the clouds are very dark blue, and their lightning is shooting across the cloud. Lightning is flashing in the clouds. So when Krishna sees it, it looks like a big blue umbrella, and the lightning is like golden trim, golden around the edge of the umbrella. So the clouds, they are forming a nice umbrella, but then when they hear the Sakis clapping their hands and singing, then they start rumbling. Very gentle rumbling. And it sounds like dundubi. Dundubi in English means kettle drum, big drum. Big drum, very deep sound, boom, 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 like clouds. So they're accompanying the Sakis who are clapping and singing in a cappella. They don't have any instruments at this time. They're just clapping and singing. And then the Swarga Devis, the demigoddesses, we say Swarga Devis or demigoddesses, they're very attracted. They're overwhelmed when they see such a beautiful sight. Radha Shyam swinging on the swing, everyone dancing and around the swing. It's very beautiful. So they want to take part somehow. So as usual, the Swarga Devis have an unlimited supply of flower petals. Because every time you read the Krishna book, there's always millions of flower petals, pushpa, throwing down. So the Swarga Devis started throwing flower petals. Now, as Radha and Krishna were swinging, as we heard in this song, they were perspiring. And the drops of perspiration on their forehead appeared like pearl drops of nectar. They were dropping like moti bindu amrit. They're like pearl drops of nectar, dropping. So the cloud, being conscious, the clouds, everything's personal, the Meg, they're conscious, it chipped. So they say, oh, the divine couple, Yugo Kishore, they're feeling fatigued, they're very hot. So now the cloud is rumbling and making nice umbrella. Now the cloud drops a fine mist, a very fine mist of water starts falling down. Very fine. So we were in Jayapur 2 days ago for the Julan. and Govindaji. And in the morning we went out, the sun was shining, and the same kind of rain came, a very light, like someone with a little sprayer, when you spray plants, you know, psh, psh, very fine. So this rain is coming down very gently, and then when the swing is moving on the trees, of course, it's also one other feature I forgot. The branches of the trees are leaning over, you know, the two branches holding up the swing. Well, to keep them from breaking, because when the swing is moving, there's a lot of downward pressure. So the branches are going like this. Every time they swing, the branches go naturally. They go down. But when they go down, all the kadamba flowers become a flower fan, a pushpa fan, because the tree is moving with all its leaves and flowers, and they're actually fanning. The tree, as it moves, is fanning the Lord, rendering service. But to prevent these branches of the trees from breaking, they're solid, huge emerald pillars. Like this is called pillar. Big emerald pillars, one under one branch and one under another branch. I know these red robes, you can imagine how beautiful it must be. So another thing we forgot to mention is that when they're swinging, the mandris, they think, how can we do some service? The trees are serving, the clouds are serving, the Swargadevis are serving. So some mandri, she has this idea, oh, I'll run around, but now there's so many flowers are flowering, I'll catch all this flower pollen. So she gets she fills her whole arana, her whole her veil up with flower pollen. And she takes this pollen and she starts throwing it. Pollen is like a holy festival, it's Julin and holy together. So she takes this flower pollen and she throws it like that. Now if you know pollen is yellow, and it's a keshar color, and yellow color, and beige color, at five or six different shades. Because we used to keep bees in college, so we know the pollen. And they have different colors. And so they're throwing this, and you can imagine the beautiful blue face of Krishna with little drops of yellow. It's almost like when you paint your ceiling of your house, you get little drops of paint on you. But doesn't compare it, but Krishna's beautiful drops of this beautiful dust, little dots, naturally formed dots of this flower pollen. So it looks very beautiful scene, the black hair with some yellow dust, little dots in it and dust. Very, very beautiful. So now, the rain is falling down and the flower petals are coming from the Swargadevis. And when they mix together with the flower pollen, it makes something very special. Something very, very special, which is described in the Stava Mala by Rupa Goswami. Manmana sammada karam arpaya nija pada pankajama karande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande, Manmana Samadokara Marpaya Nijapada Pankajamakarande. So when the flower petals and the water combines with the pollen, it makes makarande. Makarande is a special nectar that oozes from the flowers. And this is falling and this is covering Radha and Krishna. This is coming down, this makarande. A very, very beautiful thing. So they're swinging. Now, this is kind of the settings, kind of what's going on with the flower petals and the breezes and all these things. Now back to the swing. So Radha and Krishna, Radharani has her Anga Kanti, and Krishna has his glossy, beautiful chest. So, and they're excited, they're breathing, fast and excited, singing. Now when Radharani looks at Krishna, at his beautiful chest, for a moment, she sees such a glossy surface, she sees her own face reflected. And she looks, where's Krishna? Sham Kotai, where's Sham? Because she only sees herself. She's like, I'm here and there's another, just me. So momentarily she experiences a wonderful type of prema called prema vaichitya. This is viraha prema. And this viraha, or love and separation, there's four types of love. Purvarag, man, then prema vaichitya and pravasarag. These are four types. So at this time, for a moment, she feels, oh, he's gone. At the same time, Krishna's looking at Radharani in her golden limbs, and he sees himself reflected. Oh, where's Radharani gone? And so, for a moment, although they're sitting together, they're actually facing each other on a swing. Radha and Krishna swing, they don't sit side by side, they actually sit facing each other, like this, like on a seesaw. And then, for a moment they feel completely separated from each other because of prema vaichitya, although they're together on the same swing. And then when this happens, then they sigh, they feel very sad and unhappy. So they let out a sigh like, oh, Sham, Radhe. They sigh, it's called sigh. That, oh, and they let out a deep breath. And when they do that, then the natural effulgence diminishes. It subsides. The effulgence of Krishna's chest and Radharani's limbs, it subsides and reflections disappear. And then Krishna sees Radha opposite him, and Radha sees Krishna opposite him. And then they go on. So then, Radharani, she's always desiring to see all the other sakis enjoy with Krishna. So she tells him to stop the swing. So he stopped the swing, and then she signals all the sakis to come on. It's a very big swing. There's 8 petals. So the Ashtashakis come on, and they sit around Radhasham. So Lalita and Vishakha, because they don't come to enjoy, everything is always based on service. The pleasure of Radha and Krishna. This is the meaning of Vrindavan. Everything for Radha and Krishna, always serving them. And in that way, if they're pleased, we become happy. So the sakis come on the swing, and it's not like they think, oh, great, now we're going to have a good time on the swing, and someone's going to push us, and we'll enjoy flying through the air like a bird. They don't think like that. Oh, we're going on the swing. So Lita, Vishakha, Sakhi get on the swing carrying Tumble. They're carrying Tumble. Then Chitra and Champak, Sakhi, they carry Chamaras. Then Induleka and Tungavidya, they get on the jewel, and they're carrying pots of water, scented water for drinking. Very wonderful water, and some nice cups. And then Rangadevi and Sudevi, the remaining Ashtashakis, Rangadevi, Sudevi, they're also sisters. They get on, and they have nice trays with cosmetics, with ground chandan for putting on their foreheads, and some flowers and different powders for decorating Radha and Krishna. So they get on and they sit around the Lord, and then Radharani invites other sakis to sit on the 16 petals of the lotus, the Padma, the Hindola Padma, beyond them. So then a very wonderful thing happens. They start swinging and they're doing their services to Radha and Sham. And then Radha and Krishna, simultaneously, at the same moment, they have the idea. They understand the mood of their sakis, so they both expand themselves and they sit in front of each saki on the swing. Almost like in the Ras dance. So Radha and Krishna are there, and each sakhi is personally rendering her service to the Lord. So they're swinging, and it's all the sakhis and Radha and Krishna are swinging. So then, Lalita Sakhi leans over to Radharani, and she whispers in her ear, "Hey Radhika, wouldn't it be nice that, see, we're swinging here?" Because this is the nature of enjoyment. Enjoyment is always expanding and always increasing. So whenever you do something, especially when you're kids, very much you have this spontaneous idea of pleasure when you're a child. So you'll do something in a routine way, and then, for example, in a playground, they have what they call a slide, like Pickle Bihari, whatever, you know, that pitch will be cut. They have this a slide where you'll go and you'll slide down, and everyone goes up the stairs and they sit on it and they slide down. So someone might think, oh, let's do a different way. Let's go down on our bellies. So he goes down head first. Usually you sit on the slide and go down like this, but he says, let me go. Always thinking of variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So Lalita Sakhi, she leaned over to Radharani. She says, hey Radhika, let's have a rasa dance. Let's have rasa dance on the jhulan. And Radharani says, oh no, come on. How is it possible? Anyway, anything's possible. Sham's here. So then all the sakis stand up. They all stand up around Radha and Sham. And then they start dancing. They just start. It's a very big swing. It's very big. It can be small, it can be big, because it's Chit Shakti, according to the Lord's will. So they start dancing, and then as in rasa dance, as there's the dancing steps, as Radha and Krishna are dancing, their dancing is moving the swing. Because they're dancing this way, and the swing is moving so beautifully. And then Radha and Krishna expand themselves to dance, expands himself to dance with all the sakis on the jhulan. So these are some of the different aspects that are described by Krishnadas Kaviraj and Vishwanath Chakravartipad that explain about this jhulan festival that's going on in Barsana and Vrindavan. It's such a wonderful festival. So the idea is that we want to purify the nature of our mind. So our minds, by nature, one of the symptoms of the mind is attachment. So we have to somehow become attached to Krishna, attached to his name, attached to his form, attached to his pastimes. And unfortunately, being born in Kali Yuga, Mandasamandamatayo, our minds, we are lazy. We are very lazy. And our minds are very weak. And our minds are also very lazy. So when we sit down and chant japa, for example, and we think, let me try to think or remember this description of jhulan pastime that was given in class today while I'm chanting. You're chanting very attentively, sitting in front of Tulsi, eyes closed, chanting nicely, and then you think, oh, there was a jhulan. And then when you try to remember, you see how your mind comes against you. Oh, I don't remember. Usually after a class you ask someone, what was the class about when you're taking prasadam? Were you awake? Yeah, I was awake. What was it about? It's fourth canto, Prikshit or something. You know, our minds are weak. But there's a special feature actually, because from Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. We have to don't be defeated when you try to remember Krishna, because when you try, your mind will react and say, no, you don't remember class. But if you push, all of a sudden something comes out. Oh, the class was about Julan Yatra, yeah. And then you keep pushing, you keep trying, you're chanting and you're trying to break through the obstacle or the wall of opposition, the wall of opposition that your mind is giving you. Because we have to come to this platform engaging the mind in Krishna's service. This is actually part of Krishna consciousness. Because if the body's pure but the mind's not, we get another body. So it's not enough to engage our senses and our body, the mind. So we have to practice, constant practice and detachment. But the interesting thing is, don't be lazy when it comes to smaran. When you sit down and try to remember, you say, oh, it's too hard. Because we're lazy, as soon as we try something difficult, immediately we say, I quit. That's a symptom of tamagun, ignorance. I quit, it's too hard. I sat down, I tried to think of a pastime. It hurts. It hurts my mind. It hurts. Forget it. Let me just go scrub the floors, clean this and that and that. Okay, that's good. That's devotional service. But don't be lazy, because you can conquer the mind by the mercy of Krishna. He is Rishikesh. He's the master of the senses and mind. But at least on our side, we have to practice. Krishna said practice. When Arjuna said, Chanchala Himana Krishna, the mind is very difficult, like the wind, the control. And Krishna said, relax, Arjuna, relax. You can control the mind by practice and detachment. So detachment means the foundation of our existence. We're living a life based on Vairagya. We're following four principles. All the ladies and gentlemen here are all tyagis of one sort or another. So detachment is there. Now the next thing is practice. So we have the foundation of detachment. Now practice controlling the mind and fixing it on Krishna. And although it in the beginning the mind is an enemy and reacts against you, but as you work with the mind, it becomes your friend, as Krishna said. The mind is the greatest friend or the worst enemy. So imagine if you're sitting chanting japa and you turn on your mind, almost like a TV, you know, and then you see, oh, there's the kadamba trees, there's the kala, you can see everything. And you're chanting japa and seeing pastime, a pastime, this is called mantra upasana. Mantra upasana means you worship on the basis of mantra. Mantra means some description, some specific, you read a description, you close your eyes, you meditate on that, you worship that, and you can see that by mercy of Guru. So this is very purifying for the mind. So when we're at Julan Yatra in the evening, it's not like we're looking around, oh, look at that guy's turban, look at that guy's mustache, oh, look at that sari, look at this. You know, this isn't the idea of Julan, like to look at the people. You know, I mean, there's all the same. I mean, we see them every day. But it's special. This is like mythic lila of Krishna. We're supposed to absorb ourselves. Oh, Krishna, you're swinging. The Lita's behind you. The Shaka's in front of you. They're offering you pan. And somehow, you know, I'm here also. I'm pushing you too. Somehow my guru has engaged me in serving directly Radha and Krishna in one of their beautiful festivals. So this isn't a matter of focusing. But we're lazy. And we're weak-minded. So we just say, oh, it's too hard, Swamiji. Just take prasadam and be happy. Why do we have to work? Why do we have to work? No. This is a place of karma and avidya. Now Bhagavatam says the material world is a place of karma and avidya. It means ignorance. And to push away ignorance, you have to work. You're not born with a PhD. You have to work your tail off to get a PhD. You have to push. That's work. Push, force. And then you push away the ignorance of birth, and you get a PhD or become a doctor or engineer. So the nature of this world is karma and avidya. So we have to work, but work for Krishna. And we have transcendental knowledge, atmantatvagyan. This is real. This is paravidya, by mercy of Guru and acharyas. So this is a very wonderful time for practicing. A very important, there's nine limbs of bhakti. This is number three, meditation. Dharana. Dharana, see, if you ever follow the yoga system, you see you have to practice, you have to work. So samadhi comes at the end. But first there's asana, there's prana. So we're doing all those things. We have asana, prana. But then there's dharana. Dharana means concentration, means you actively have to grab your mind and say, look, mana, pagal mana, crazy mind. Listen to me. Now, start thinking. Because everyone has heard the class today. And every single thing that was said is in your mind. And if you sit contentedly, contemplatively, and very meditatively, and try, you'll see, oh, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah, and this, and that, and this, and that. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matas matir gyanam apohanam cha. From Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. We're Krishna's devotees, or at least we're trying to be Krishna's devotees. So he will give us a memory if he sees that we're trying to remember him. And this becomes a very sweet limb of bhakti, to engage the mind in Krishna's service rather than the service of your Prarabdha karma. Because we're always thinking about something due to our Prarabdha. So let us inject a new vibration into our mind, a new way of thinking. Think of Radha and Krishna and their Nitya Lila. Jilan Yatra Ki Jaya.